KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 39 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today. The high of 58, winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour this morning, diminishing this afternoon. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, heavy rain is expected across most of Iowa and parts of Nebraska over the next few days, so forecasters are warning that flooding will be a concern. The National Weather Service says 4 to 5 inches of rain is expected to fall across most of Iowa between this evening and next week. Here in western Iowa, in the Atlantic area and areas off to our surrounding vicinity, we could see up to 6 inches of rain by the time all is said and done. In eastern Nebraska, 1.5 inches of rain of likely, but the southeast corner of the state could receive 3 to 6 inches. Meteorologist Brooke Hagenhoff told the Des Moines Register the ground is already saturated in many areas, making flooding more likely. Flood warnings have already been issued for the Cedar River and Cedar Falls in Waterloo, and the Des Moines River in Estherville, and the Missouri River near southeast Nebraska. Hagenhoff says the rain may continue with few breaks into next week. Members of the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening agreed to sign a letter of support for keeping the Iowa Department of Transportation's District 4 construction office in Atlantic instead of moving it to Council Bluffs. The letter will be sent to numerous state officials and legislative representatives. Cass Atlantic Development Corporation Executive Director Russell Joyce spoke to the council before asking for their signatures. Joyce said he learned this past January from a retired DOT employee that the district engineer and director of the Iowa DOT planned to transition the office to Council Bluffs over a period of time.
They're going to do that. They're going to fairly slow process, but the way they're going to do that was that all new hires to the DOT for this district were going to report for their job duties in Council Bluffs at the office that they rented at the Omni Center in Council Bluffs. And subsequently, at some point when they get hired out, the DOT would ask for an appropriation from the legislature to build a new building in Council Bluffs. Several million-dollar building.
Joyce said several area legislators, the governor's office, and DOT commissioners were unaware of the plan. He said he eventually heard from the director of the DOT, Mark Lowe, who said in a lengthy email that the change was an administrative decision made in Ames.
The fact is that the current district engineer lives in Omaha, and he said, well, this decision wasn't because of that. It was an administrative decision that they made in Ames. And some of it hinged on the fact that he felt that there was a greater depth of talent in the metropolitan area than there was out here in rural Iowa. I take a little bit of offense by that because the last number of years we've seen a number of young professionals move to the Atlantic area, you know, regarding career opportunities. Yeah, they might make a little more money someplace else, but the fact of the matter is they enjoy the lifestyle here and want to be part of the community here.
Joyce said the director's reasoning is not legitimate enough to warrant the move. He said most of the district engineers and area governmental organizations, including county boards of supervisors, regional council of governments, and others, have written similar letters of support requesting the offices be kept in Atlantic because of its centralized location to the 13-county district served by the District 4 office. In other business, the Atlantic City Council approved by a vote of 6-0, with Councilman Cassidy absent, the third and final reading of an ordinance pertaining to zoning regulations with regard to fencing in light industrial and commercial zones, and by a vote of 5-1, the first reading of an amended ordinance stipulating the speed limit of 25 miles per hour from 10th Street South to 2,000 feet before it becomes 35 miles per hour, and the remaining 1,650 feet to 22nd Street off Sunnyside Lane. Councilperson Hayes was opposed to the amendment as written. The council also approved the first reading of an amended ordinance that repeals and replaces a chapter pertaining to trees and responsibilities within the right-of-way, and they approved the first reading of an amended ordinance with the urban deer population control. The change reflects the police chief's sole authority to determine the limits on the number of deer harvested within the city of Atlantic and the number of hunters authorized to hunt during specified dates and times. The council waived both the second and third readings and passed the ordinance as written. And the City Council in Walnut will hold a regularly scheduled meeting this evening at 5 o'clock at the Walnut City Hall. Among the items on their agenda is discussion with regard to the Walnut Community Center, including a lease agreement with the AHSDW School District, painting of the old gym ceiling, and the WCC Foundation topics. The council will also discuss building inspections and minimum maintenance ordinance, followed by a setting of a date for a public hearing for the possible adoption of that ordinance. Walnut City Council will also review an update, annual update of the Walnut Municipal Utility Identity Theft Prevention Program and act on a possible adoption of a resolution approving the update. Fire Department discussion will cover Operation Edith, the parade, and community dinner. City maintenance discussion will cover cameras at the park and fire station. And the Walnut City Council is expected to announce that the Visiting Nurses Association Flu Shot Clinic will be held October 15th from 10 until 11 a.m. And they're expected to set the date for Halloween trick-or-treating. In our funeral announcements, Isabel Feldman, age 98, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Isabel Feldman will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's of the Assumption in Panama. Pauline Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Sanbothy, age 84, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Mary Sanbothy will be today at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Henry Hank Holliday, age 87, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Sunday. Funeral services for Hank Holliday will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Joseph Wayne Moore, age 56, of Casey, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Joe Moore will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Linda Meyer, age 68, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Linda Meyer will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Atlantic First Church of Christ. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Ludwig Lud Charles Booman, age 91, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial for Ludwig Lud Booman will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauline Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Arlene Fenske Coons, age 94, formerly of Audubon, died September 20th. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Arlene Coons will be held Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Richard Leland Thomas, age 79, of Guthrie Center, died September 14th. Memorial services for Richard Thomas will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Fairview Congregational Church in Stewart. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Calvin Knopp, age 93, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Calvin Knopp will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Earl Blunk, age 74, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Earl Blunk will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Betty Jean Lynham, age 94, of Panora, died September 27th. A celebration of life for Betty Lynham will be on Saturday at 6 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And Robert Bob Hyman, age 87, of Atlantic, died September 12th. Graveside memorial services for Bob Hyman will be held at the National Veterans Cemetery in Omaha. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.